investors who lost millions.
Hi, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I feel terrible.
Why? What's up?
Well, you know that job I turned down last week?
Yeah, sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah, well, I had a rethink and decided to accept it after all. But by the time I got back to them, they'd already offered it to someone else.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Well, at least you aren't Sean Connery.
Sean Connery? What are you talking about?
Well, I read this article about actors who turned down amazing film roles.
Yeah?
Sean was once offered the role of Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings films.
Oh, right.
Anyway, according to this magazine, they offered him £19 million to be in the three films.
And he said no?
Yeah, but wait. He was also offered 15% of the profits.
But they were like the biggest films ever.
Exactly. So he lost about £200 million.
200 million?
That's right. I mean, I don't know if the story's true, but if it is, what a mistake.
I heard a similar story about Cary Grant. You know, the American film star? Apparently, he was offered the role of James Bond in the first movie. He said no, so Sean Connery got it, which made him a massive star.
So, Sean has made some good decisions after all.
Yeah. Oh, and Burt Reynolds was the first choice to play Han Solo in the Star Wars films, but he turned it down. Harrison Ford got the role. He was an unknown actor at the time, but he became a huge star. Burt said it was the biggest mistake of his career.
I can imagine.
Harrison wasn't even first choice for Indiana Jones. Spielberg offered the role to Tom Selleck, but he was making a TV series and didn't have the time to make a film. So, Harrison Ford became Indiana Jones.
Incredible.
Oh, and Will Smith turned down the lead role of Neo in The Matrix. Keanu Reeves got the part. His career had been quiet for a few years, but he became a big star again after that.
It's incredible how one little decision can affect your whole life.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, you'll be all right. Here, let me get you another drink.